Welcome to the Savvy Dentist Podcast with Dr. Jesse Green, the show where great dentistry meets great business. Listen in each week as we bring you an inspiring person who will share their story, ideas, and business techniques to help you create a practice and a life you love. And now introducing your host, Dr. Jesse Green.
Welcome back to the Savvy Dentist Podcast, the show where great dentistry meets great business. Jesse Green here at the control panels as always. And today I'm very excited to be having a conversation with my friend, my colleague, Aisha Ijaz. Aisha has built an incredible business over the last few years, and I've been very fortunate to be friends with her, to work with her, and to witness firsthand the things that she's done that have led to such tremendous success. In this conversation, Aisha shares very candidly, very openly, some of the things that have worked well with her, and she also shares some of the lessons that she's learned the hard way on that journey as well. What I really admire about Aisha is not just her business acumen, which is clearly evident, but what I really admire about her are her personal qualities, her humility, her thirst for knowledge, her curiosity, and generally her human decency. She is one of the kindest and nicest people I know, and it gives me an immense amount of pleasure to be able to call her a friend. And in this conversation, I'm sure you'll get lots and lots of pearls of wisdom, lots of gold nuggets. So as always, you're going to want to have a pen and paper handy and record your thoughts, record your learnings so that you can apply them in your practice. Remembering, of course, that success is personal and that whatever you want to do in your practice is just fine. Now, before we do get to that conversation, I want to share with you our new website, SavvyDentist.com. Please do head across there, check it out. We're really proud of it. It's been a long time in the making. It's where our blog's located. It's where the podcast is going to be located. So head across to SavvyDentist.com and you'll see a bunch of resources there for you to help you grow your practice, scale your practice, and create not just a business that you love, but a life that you love as well. So do check that out. In the meantime, though, here's our friend, our colleague, Aisha Ijaz, with lots of pearls of wisdom for you. I hope you enjoy this conversation as much as I enjoyed having it with her. Aisha, welcome back to the Savvy Dentist Podcast. As always, my friend, it's great to talk to you. It's great to see you. It's always good to catch up. How's things with you?
Very well. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Mate, it's always good to talk to you, and we get to catch up periodically, and I always walk away from those conversations feeling better for the interaction, learning something new from you. And so it's always nice to be able to catch up and, in this case, hit record on a conversation. So thank you. Aisha, we've known each other now for 5 or so years, and we were just talking off air that we're both now 5 years older, our children are 5 years older, life's changed in the last 5 years, as it does for everyone. In your case, what's changed in the last 5 years?
Last 5 years, well, I'm still very, very busy, but I have to say I'm a lot more structured and more organized.
Yeah, so you've got a couple of practices now. You've got your main practice, SmileWorks, and you've got a few others, plus you're raising a family. You've got two lovely children. You've got a great husband. How's that journey been? Because to someone looking outside, I think, my goodness, that's a very full workload. It's a, you know, it's a busy life. It's a rich life. It's a full life. How have you managed to put all that in and fit it all in?
What do you want me to start with, the practice or the family?
Well, why don't we start chronologically? Which came first?
The practice, yes.
Okay, all right.
So I think with my businesses, the best thing I did was to invest in a business manager, something that we had been talking about, and it has taken me a while to actually understand the concept of business manager. Mm. The first thing as a dentist, you sort of think about, oh my God, I'm going to be paying X amount of money, which I would not normally pay to a staff member, to somebody who's going to be handling my business. It is an alien concept. It is daunting. I did take the plunge and I invested in a business manager, and the results have been fantastic. It's taken away a lot of my HR responsibilities and the day-to-day running of the practice from me.
Yeah, so I think there's a really important lesson here. So for people who are looking to scale up, which you have done very well, and firstly, congratulations, Aisha. I'm aware of your results, and which will come to what the impact of all this has been later, but you've done tremendously well. When you were going through the thought process of should I or shouldn't I get a business manager, what were some of the nagging doubts you had? Because I'm sure people listening to this podcast might be able to identify with that if they're thinking about a business manager too.
Well, I think the first thing that comes to everybody's mind is money. Yeah. Oh my God, am I going to be spending, you know, 100,000, 80,000, 130,000, which some people are paying. And, you know, there are other dentists who have done so. Is it going to be worth it? Am I going to be able to trust somebody to do the work for me and so forth? Because as dentists, we are control freaks.
So, totally.
So, yeah, I mean, those were the initial sort of issues I had.
Yeah. So how did you overcome, firstly, the thought of money? Because obviously it's going to come back to getting a return on that money. So if you send a dollar out to work, you want that dollar to come back with $2 or $3. How did you go about making sure and ensuring that you got a financial return on that?
What we did was we made a budget and we made sure that we had some KPIs. And so we had some KPIs and the business manager had to reach those.
Okay. And so assuming that they met those KPIs, there would be a return on that money. So
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So what I'm hearing, Aishu, is you had to be really clear about what the roles and the responsibilities were.
Absolutely. Yes.
And then you had to have some measurables. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So for anyone listening, if you're looking to scale up, the whole concept of the business manager or business development manager or operations manager, whatever language you want to put around that, really is to put a layer between you and the coalface so those itty-bitty, nitty-gritty kind of decisions don't come to you. Is that correct, Aishu, so that they handle a lot of that?
That's right. And, you know, for the smaller practices, just having a good practice manager would do the job.
But if you're adding complexity, adding locations, adding other things, then perhaps a business manager.
Yeah.
So you mentioned one of the other thoughts going through your mind around this was, how do I give up some control? Or what sort of process did you have to go to be able to hand over control? And how did you have checks and balances in place? So you handed over some control, but you still had oversight.
Yeah. So that's where the KPIs come in. And that's where really they were my shadow, or I was their shadow for the first 2 months, really. We did everything together. Every business decision that we took was together. So just so that they could understand me and I could understand their thought process.
Yeah. And what's been the impact now of having that business manager in? What's been the impact financially? What's been the impact time-wise? What's been the impact emotionally?
Financially, yes, we are doing fantastically well. It's given me the opportunity to just sit back and really look at the bigger picture for my businesses.
Yeah.
It's also emotionally and personally, I don't get phone calls or messages at home.
Yeah, nice. So yeah. Does that mean when you're at home, coming back to the other part of your life, your personal life, does that mean when you're at home, you actually get to be mom, you get to be a wife, you get to take on those roles?
Yeah. Look, I mean, there's always ups and downs in every business. Yeah. Anybody who says their business is the best is, I don't know what they're talking about.
Hands up in the air if you've ever had problems in your business. I think everyone should have a hand up there.
Absolutely. The thing is that, yeah, it's just made tackling all the little issues that come in and the big issues that come through a lot easier. And you're able to concentrate on the bigger things.
Yeah, I think that's a really key point, because my view on this is the business owner's role is to have that big picture, to have that vision, to be able to think about opportunities, to think about all of those things, to drive the business forward. That's really hard to do when you're stuck in the tactics of the day-to-day operations, whether it's clinically, dealing with those small HR things. It's hard to just come up for air, and that circuit breaker needs to be in place. So again, well done for you, Aishu. I think that's fantastic. Let's just rewind the tape a little bit and go, where were you 5 years ago? We understand you're doing well now. Your business is thriving, which is terrific. What was it like 5 years ago, though? Because we know that one of the best things was to put the business manager in, but what did it look like? What did it feel like before you did all that?
Look, before, I think it's also the mindset. I wouldn't just say it's the business manager only. It's also my personal mindset. As a dentist, as the leader, you're the person leading the whole business. You're the person leading the whole team. So your mindset reflects the business and the team's
sure
mindset
does.
At the end of the day.
Yeah. What specifically, what sort of growth have you been on in that period of 5 years? Because the growth of the business always follows the growth of the owner. The owner must grow first, then the business
That's
grows.
Right.
So what sort of personal growth and development have you encountered yourself as you've been on this journey?
I would say the most important thing is really pick and choose your battles. You don't have to react to every small thing. Have to look at the bigger picture in terms of staff, see where they're coming from, give them the opportunity to rise and give them the opportunity to grow. And it's not just about you and your patients. Patients are definitely the lifeline of the practice, but so are your team members.
Yeah. I always have the view that your team is your internal customer.
Absolutely.
And if you take care of your internal customer, your team will take care of the external customer, the patient, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So I think as you grow and scale, is it fair to say, Aisha, and again, this is just my view, that the role shifts from being focusing exclusively on your patients, but really the role then becomes, how do I build and lead a great team who can then take care of my patients?
Absolutely. That's right.
Yeah. Cool. Cool. So over the last few years, you've been on a journey. Obviously, we've had lots of conversations throughout that time. My observation of you in that journey, Aisha, is you've taken on a sense of calmness. And not that you weren't calm before, but there's a bit of serenity around you now that I think is really palpable. And I'm sure me looking in, I don't see all the day-to-day challenges. I don't see all the little things that niggle along the way. But my observation is that you seem to have time and space for everything in your life now, which is great. So again, I would say congratulations to you on that. What I wanted to ask you is, over the last 5 years, what have been some of the mistakes that you made?
Oh, where do I start?
This is where it gets real, folks. Yeah, let's, because we know the good bits, but the real lessons come in the mistakes.
Absolutely. Look, there's been lots of mistakes. I think you make them every single day, if not, you know.
Twice a day, three times a day.
So my biggest mistakes that I have done, and it's taken me a long time to sort of curb that, I would never say that I've stopped doing it, is the knee-jerk reactions. Mm-hmm. Any business decision that I've taken, any with my team members or in terms of acquiring something, is do not have knee-jerk reactions or make emotional decisions. Just sit back, take your time, look at it objectively, get as much advice as you can, and then go with it.
Okay. So respond rather than react. What else?
What else can I talk about, Jess?
Is there anything over the last 5 years that you wish you'd done differently?
Yes, I think definitely. I would say that be more organized. I could have been a bit more organized earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And then because of that, I could have taken on more businesses, I think.
Okay. You could have taken on more practices sooner?
Yes.
What prevented you from doing that?
Being less organized.
Okay.
And being less structured and doubting myself.
Okay. And the cost of that for you?
Look, it's not a major cost, I would say, but it's hindsight is always as good, isn't it?
Now, hindsight's a powerful teacher, but it's a luxury at the same time, isn't it? Because we can't join the dots looking forward. Yep. So now, as you've had that opportunity to become more organized, what does the future look like? Are you looking to acquire more practices?
In looking back, I think if I had been more organized and been more understanding, I would not have lost some really good staff members, or I could have given the opportunity to some better staff members as well.
Okay. So can you just articulate what you mean by that a little bit further? Can you expand on that, please?
Yeah. So because I was so in my own little sort of bubble with the how to manage the practice, I did not give some very key staff members the opportunity to spread their wings and to be heard. And that did cost us a loss of some very good staff members at an early age.
Okay. And so for listeners here, where you're talking about letting staff members spread their wings, grow into the role, what sort of tips would you give to someone listening now if they're thinking, oh, I've got a really good staff member, I want to make sure that there's a pathway for them, there's a place for them to grow into? What sort of things could they do practically to facilitate that?
Having a plan, sitting down with them, discussing where they want to, you know, this is where your growth conferences come in, really. Sitting down, giving them the opportunity to share their long-term goals and plans with you, to be able to then help them grow with providing extra training, extra roles, whatever it is, and really having a good roadmap for them.
Mm.
They will, respect comes from that immediately. They will look at you as their mentor or their friend at the end of the day. Yeah.
Okay. So key number one is, if you want to grow your team, grow your team. What else would you say, with the benefit of hindsight, things you might do differently, things you might improve on, but what other things might you reflect on and go, oh, I'd probably do that a little differently?
Well, don't hire people just because you need someone.
Yeah. Hands up if you've ever done that again. Yeah. And if you're driving at the moment, keep your hands on the wheel, please. Just do a little nod or something. But I think all of us have done that.
Yeah, absolutely. And also when you give control to people or give the opportunity for them to run a few tasks for you, make sure that they do report back to you. So have some sort of accountability there. Do keep your finger on the pulse.
Mm. What's been the most interesting thing you've observed over this period of time, Aisha, in terms of either the business, yourself, team? What sort of things have been interesting and challenging at the same time?
I think it's a lot of self-reflection. So how my business and how my team is performing is very much a reflection of me. And over the years, I do see the people who have stuck by me and the team. I have some very amazing team members at the moment, and I couldn't be prouder, really. And I'm very, very thankful for them. And when I've looked at it, we all share similar values. And the reason why they have been able to shine is because I've given them the opportunity to shine, and I've really worked on myself.
So specifically, on yourself, what did you think? What were the skills you needed to develop? What was the mindset you needed to adopt? What was all that about?
The mindset was take one day at a time. Not everything is a big issue.
Yeah. Okay. Coming back to choose
and really everything can be sorted. If there is a problem or if there is a concern, it can be fixed. And at the end of the day, the best thing you have is yourself, you know. So if everything fell apart, I'm still there. I can still do things. So just knowing that and being able to soldier on with that is a great tool.
Can I ask you, Aisha, and this is a personal question and you don't need to answer it if you don't want to, but what role has self-care played in your success? Just taking good care of yourself.
Oh, huge. A very large role. It's just my mindset. The way I'm interacting with my teammates is a lot different to what I was before. The way I'm making decisions is a lot easier.
Do you take time out for yourself?
I do, yes, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Is that a regular structured thing or is it just giving yourself the opportunity from time to time to do things?
No, to a certain extent, it is a structured thing. I still, and Jesse won't be proud of me for this one, I still don't have it in my calendar. But I make sure I do. And yes, I know some people can call it the heebie-jeebies, but taking time out to meditate, whatever works for everyone. If you're spiritual, pray. If you're not spiritual, just meditate.
Yeah.
Hiking, anything that works for you to just give you that space to just shut down and close that inner chatter is phenomenal.
I really agree with you. And I know some people think it's a bit woo-woo as well, but I've been a big fan of meditation for a long time, and whether it's prayer, meditation, whatever works. And my own experience, Aisha, I'm curious to understand if this is your experience as well, as I've found it provides me mental clarity. And once I have mental clarity, I'm a much nicer person to be around for my family as much as anything. And there's a family dividend there. But from a commercial and business perspective, I find my clarity of thought is enhanced. And is that something that you experience as well?
Oh, absolutely. And I think with mental clarity, it's also the fact that we're in such a big rush nowadays. What can I get? What can I get? I want this. I want that.
Mm.
Just changing that mindset to what can I give to this moment has been the turning point for me.
I really like that. What can I give to this moment? I think, ladies and gents, if you could just go back and play that 100 times over, what can I give to this moment, to be present into the moment, to be mindful, to use that word, I think would be really, really powerful. And I think it makes a tremendous difference. Aisha, you've enjoyed a great deal of success and you've earned it and you deserve it. And that's fantastic. You have the opportunity to speak to lots of dentists like I do. We've had the really good fortune to work together, and I've enjoyed the way you've been able to mentor some of our clients and support them. When you talk to dentists, as I know you do, is there anything that you wish you could tap them on the shoulder and say, hey, there's a better way, or hey, just don't do that, or try this? Are there any things that you see consistently happening that you think, I wish I could show them a better way, I wish I could tell them this?
I think we're all guilty of it as dentists or as people who have been constantly trying to be high achievers and are high achievers to a certain extent. It's just comparing ourselves to others and also making sure, you know, trying to, oh, this person has two practices or this person's practice has five surgeries, I should do the same, is calm down and just take it easy. You know, whatever's there for you, you will get and to your potential. So work to your potential.
I really love that. Aisha, there's a lot of wisdom in that. And the thing that I enjoy hearing about that is the comparison piece. I think, as you say, all of us are guilty of it to some extent. But success is a really personal thing. And I don't think that one person's definition has to be everyone's definition of success. And interestingly enough, I know you own multiple practices and you do that very well. Some of the conversations I hear with people who aspire to own multiple practices, and I'm totally okay with people owning as many practices as makes sense for them. But sometimes I get the feeling that some people are going on that journey because they think that's what they should do rather than what they want to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm trying to say there other than to thine own self be true. I think there's something in that.
Yeah, you've said it very well, Jess, to be honest. And the thing is that, yes, the idea of multiple practices sounds good, but it is a lot of work. It is a lot of frustrations there as well. So, and it is each to their own capabilities. And I say it with the utmost respect and care. Spread your wings as much as you can physically. Instead of sometimes you have a comparison in the sense that, is it really worth you spending, say, $500,000 in another practice, where if you were to invest even $250,000 in your existing practice, what results would you get?
Yeah. Absolutely. Exactly. I think, again, you know, there's that whole, you know, I've got a certain amount of money, certain amount of resource. How do I best use that? And I think that's really good. Aisha, if we wanted to leave the audience with the gospel according to Aisha, what would be two or three things that you'd want to leave the audience with so they can just reflect on your journey, enjoy some of the lessons that you've learned, implement some of the things that you've been able to implement perhaps, or at least in their own way implement them? What couple of things would you want the audience to know?
Oh, where do I start? I would say start with a plan.
Yep.
Have a good plan. Have the clarity. Work on yourself first. Then work on the business. At the same time, help others as well. It's amazing how much you will learn from your fellow dentists and your friends once you actually start reaching out and genuinely helping them out as well.
Fantastic. Love that. And I know that you and I share a similar value, that together we are more, and when a rising tide lifts all boats. So if we can help one another create that sense of community, we're all in this together. I really do believe that we can see each other as colleagues, and I think that dentistry is richer for it when we take that approach, colleagues, friends, mates, as compared to the competitor down the road. And I think as a group, we're all richer for it. Aisha, I really love talking to you because you're thoughtful, you're provocative, you're insightful, you're everything that I think represents a great business owner, and you've done incredibly well. I want to commend you and salute you because I think what you've put together now is fantastic. I'm excited to see where it ends up. I'm sure there's a master plan rolling around in your head, and I'm excited to see what the next 5 years brings, because the last 5 years have been epically good, and I congratulate you.
Thank you, Jess. Thank you so much for your kind words.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to come onto the show. As always, Aisha, you're a gem. And from all of us here at Savvy Dentist, we really appreciate your generosity, your knowledge, and your kindness. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Savvy Dentist podcast with Dr. Jesse Green. For more free tools and resources, join the free Facebook group. Visit drjessegreen.com/Facebook. And for more episodes, visit drjessegreen.com/savvydentist.